Olympic Rice Cake Shop on Olympic Boulevard has been in business in LA's historic Koreatown for over 40 years. But today, the doors are shut. In fact, there have been no workers for over a year.
We don't have orders for days, no, weeks. It made no sense to keep our workers, even as early as last March.
Second-generation owner Angela Lee is the only one at the store, with the eerie hum of the industrial refrigerators behind her. Lee's business is considered a noppo. It literally means old business in Korean. These are businesses that have been serving LA's Korean population for decades. Many of them are run by first or second generation immigrants like Lee, who have run their business the same way since they opened. With the pandemic, they've lost their main clientele, and the customers aren't coming back, even as the country is recovering economically.
On top of that, with the pandemic, where their day-to-day business is now shrunk to delivery service and working with those delivery partners, a lot of these restaurants, mom-and-pop, immigrant-owned restaurants, they don't have the capacity to work with them.
That was Jared Ju, co-founder of Mama Los Angeles, a platform partnering with old immigrant-owned restaurants in LA. He realized these shops were not ready to adapt their business to the pandemic. Koreatown has been quickly gentrifying even before the pandemic. And the economic shutdown only made things worse for struggling businesses like Lee's. For Lee, the high price of keeping her rice cake shop open in K-Town was simply not paying off. That's why she's ready to hand off the shop to two new owners from Korea. But she's not sure if they'll keep the shop in K-Town.
I had no interest in applying for PPP loans because I have no intention of keeping the business. Frankly, with the way real estate prices are going up, I'm not sure if they can ever cover the cost of doing business here. It went up from $350 to $600 a month.
For Korean and Korean Americans, these old businesses preserve a unique identity of their community, cultures that can't even be found back in Korea. With the continuous closing down of these noppos, one wonders if K-Town will ever be the same. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Jeha Joshua Chang.